Hello, boys and girls, and welcome to another magical episode of Famous Person Storytime. Today's famous person is...
Arnold Schwarzenegger, former governor of California, Texas.
And their story will be...
Paul Bunyan.
So sit down and have a warm cup of cocoa while we enjoy today's story.
Alright everyone, welcome to Arnold's story time. We got a good one for you today. He was a giant man baby. He's going to be all sorts of good stuff. Alright, here we go. Chapter 1. Baby Paul arrives. Even when Paul Bunyan was born, he was exceptional. Instead of coming out of his mother's vagina like normal children, it took 5 giant storks working overtime to lift him to his parents. Now baby Paul grows so fast that after 1 week, he had to wear his father's clothes. And his father was left naked. He didn't have money to buy new ones. He had to live the rest of his life as a naked man. Which isn't good if you don't have muscles like me, because you don't look good in it, y'all. And Paul... his lungs were so strong that he could empty a whole pond of frogs with one holler. Apparently he liked yelling at the ponds. He's very angry at them. He didn't like them. He didn't like saying the word pond. He was a weird word. He preferred lake. No, everyone wanted to call it a pond, so he had to yell at it. He had a lot of anger issues. He might have been taking steroids, in fact. That's probably why he got so big. Eventually, Paul's clothing was so large, they had to use wagon wheels for buffins. Then they used a lumber wagon drawn by a team of oxen as a baby carriage. But unfortunately, they'd taken the wheels off of it for his buttons, so it couldn't really go anywhere. So they hooked Paul's naked father up to the cart, and he helped pull it. Unfortunately, this didn't really help, because he didn't have any wheels. After getting frostbite, his father said screw this, and his parents put Paul on a raft off the coast of Maine, and said they wished him the best of luck. But they didn't really wish him the best of luck. They hoped he drowned. That way they wouldn't have to worry about them anymore. No, you fools. You should have sold Paul to a freak show and make lots of money. Oh, these parents weren't economical at all. Anyway, back to the raft. He said that his rocking in his sleep caused huge waves which sunk many ships. He killed people. He was so big. He was a murderer. People wanted him for manslaughter after that. He had to live in Italy for a while the heat cooled down. While in Italy, Paul would eat 40 bowls of porridge just to whet his appetite. And a few hobos in for good measure, obviously. You can't never go wrong with hobos. They are a balanced part of a nutritional breakfast, at least for strong men. You don't want to be a girly man and eat hippies. No, they're not good in nutrients, no calcium. I don't actually know what these words mean, I just know they have something to do with health. Chapter 3. I might have skipped 2. Chapter 3. Paul and Babe the Blue Ox. As a child, Paul, this was before the murder. As a child, Paul played with an axe and cross-cut saw like other children played with toys. And instead of having Matchbox 20 cars, he had real cars that he just picked up off the road even when people were driving them. It was exactly like a Godzilla movie. Except instead of a giant atomic lizard, it's a giant lumberjack. This is just as frightening. On Paul's first birthday, his father gave him a pet blue ox named Babe. That must be where they got the name for Babe in that movie. Oh, they're like, if you think about it, they're the exact same. Except that was with a small pig, and this Babe is a giant blue ox. But other than that, it's the same. Babe grew to be 7 axe handles and a plug of tobacco wide between the eyes, and as a snack would eat 30 bales of hay. Wire and all. I don't actually know how large the axe handle. Who measures things in axe handles and tobacco? Oh, I don't know. Doesn't make any sense. Just say centimeters or something. Oh, not that I would know how much a centimeter is. I think it's as long as a centipede. I'm pretty sure. Paul and Babe were so large that the tracks they made galvanizing around Minnesota filled up and made the 10,000 lakes that were there. Well, that would make the holes, but I don't know when the water would come. I guess he peed in it. Okay, so the 10,000 lakes are apparently ox and lumberjack pee from Pop Onion. Chapter 4. Johnny Inkslinger, the head clerk. Johnny Inkslinger was the camp's head clerk. Wait, he's at a camp? Apparently, Paul Bunyan has been at a summer camp this entire time. This must be where they got the idea for that movie. Thomas Goes to Camp. If you think about it, they're the exact same. Anyway, Charlie Inkslinger, he invented bookkeeping about the same time that Paul invented logging. Lots of people say I'm stupid, but even I'm suspicious if that's actually true or not. Now, Charlie Inkslinger, he used a pen, which was his own invention. Again, that sounds really suspicious. I don't know if that's actually true, but he used a pen connected to a barrel by a hose. I can't really get the visual image of what that is or what the purpose of it would be. But in 1 week, he saved 12 barrels of ink by not crossing his T's or dotting his I's, which is a terrible idea. The I's would all look like ones. Now you would write the word I, and then there's no I's in the word I, but it really should be. Now it's the word iguana. So when he wrote it, it would be one guana. Nah, that doesn't make sense. Oh, imagine if they would put ones instead of eyes. It's like he's using lead speak. Okay, now, I would believe that he created lead speak, maybe. That sounds like something possible. I don't know about this whole pen thing. I'm pretty sure that was Jim Henson. You know, the guy who created the Muppets. I'm pretty sure he made pens, too. Wow. Chapter 5. Paul liked to work with big men. No, just like me. No, there's nothing like looking up a sweat with other naked men. I mean, it doesn't say that they're naked, but I'm pretty sure they are. The most famous of these were his 7 axemen. They were all named Elmer, so when he called them, they all came running. That sounds like a terrible thing to do. He not only gave them new names, but made all of them the same, so he wouldn't have to bother remembering who is who. He sounds like a terrible person, this Paul Bunyan. Why would you choose to work for him, Elmer? No grindstone was large enough to grind the axes, unfortunately, so they sharpened them by holding them against large stones rolling down a hill, which is extremely dangerous, which is why at least 3 of them died while doing so. Instead of holding a funeral service for Elmer, Paul Bunyan used the Book of the Dead to make them rise from the grave as zombies and put them back to work. Unfortunately, the zombies escaped and terrorized the countryside before being killed by an angry mob. But Paul shrugged it off and said it's no skin off his back. But it is skin off your back, Paul. You just lost 3 workers. I mean, they were dead to be fair, but they were still workers. How the workers? Chapter number 6. Elmer the Axeman, which could be any of them at this point. Hold on, I have a hairball apparently. The year of the 2 winters, it got so cold that the axemen let their beards grow 4 lengths. They wrapped their beards around them for warmth, which looked really creepy. And in fact, it was. It was a terrible fashion statement. Who puts beards around them for warmth? Get the coat, you weirdos. Oh no! I bet that evil Paul Bunyan guy didn't want to shell out extra cash to get them coats while they're working. Screw you, coats are expensive. Just wrap your beards around your bodies. I bet that's what he said. But eventually, when the spring came, Paul cut out the beards with a large scythe, which is really dangerous. You should probably just use scissors. It's a lot more accurate, especially when the beards are attached to their bodies. I'm surprised he didn't use an axe, he's so barbaric. But anyway, after he cut the whiskers, he stacked them like hay and later sold them for making mattresses, which would be really itchy. Why would you do that? You should never buy from Paul Bunyan's discount beard mattress emporium. The low prices aren't worth it. Chapter 7, the year of the 2 winters. The year of the 2 winters. The snow was so deep, Paul had to dig down to the trees to continue logging operations. It got so cold that the boiling coffee froze so fast, it was still hot when frozen. No, it wasn't. That doesn't make any sense. Why would you? No, it can't be hot if it's frozen. There's no such thing as hot freeze or hot ice. That doesn't make any sense. You would melt the ice, and then you wouldn't be able to make ice puns like they did in that movie. That was really good. I think I never actually saw it. I never go to theaters because I'm pretty sure they're all haunted by ghosts and other spooky things. It's not worth the risk. I assume it was really good though. Nothing beats an ice pun. Freeze to see you. What's one of those I did? The dinosaurs, ice age, froze. I need a script to do this. I'm They really hired me just for my face, obviously. Anyway, back to the story. When the men spoke, their words froze in midair, and when it thawed in the spring, there was a terrible chatter for weeks, and it was really bad because they said a lot of racist things, and then people heard them, and they were super embarrassed by it, like, oh no, and people were like, I think we're racist, it was just a racist joke, no, I didn't mean it, no, we're gonna be like Nixon now, even though Nixon wasn't around back then, I guess they could tell the future, no, why didn't they warn him of what was to come, that was tragic, damn you, Elmer, all of the Elmers, there's a couple of them. Was like four left now. I think two of them now. There's like two left. I'm pretty sure two of them died in the two winters. Chapter 12. Paul's giant pipe. During the slack season, Paul's men made him a pipe. This wasn't easy because he's a slave driver, obviously. I'm pretty sure he whipped them if they weren't working hard enough. But men, Elmers, they had to select a special giant a giant wooden tree and haul it in on two flat cars so they could work on it. In the early days, Paul's smoking never bothered anyone, but in later years, he started blowing his smoke west to keep this forest air fresh. This is what caused the smogs on the west coast. No, you're ruining people's lives again. Why would you do that? No, everyone's gonna get secondhand smoke. Oh, the picture in the book. It shows that his pipe was a blue ox head. No, that means he killed his blue ox babe. The ox pig. No, they'll never make that movie. Oh, this guy's a terrible man. Why do people like him? Oh, chapter 12.5. One time, Paul's men started the logs down a new river, which they had never seen before. They began to notice that they were seeing familiar places over and over again, and then finally realized that they were on the round river, which went round and round and had no end. This is where they got the idea for the lazy river at, what's that water park? Noah's Ark. If you're in Wisconsin, they have it. If you don't live in the Midwest, you probably don't know about it, but it's super lots of fun time for the whole family. You should totally come on down. By the way, they're totally not paying me to say that. But Paul knew that this was a bad thing, so he shoveled out the center of the river and made it into a big lake, which is now known as Round Lake. No, he ruined the ride. Now no one can go on it. Now he keeps ruining the future. Why you keep doing this? The future is going to be screwed up by you. Trust me, I know about screwing up the future and fixing it. Oh, I'm going to have to go back in time and fix this later. Chapter 12. The troublesome mosquitoes. Mosquitoes were a problem. The men fought them off with pike poles and axes, which is a terrible idea. You should use machine guns and rocket launchers instead, just in case they're wearing body armor. You can never be too careful. But Paul, he brought in big bees to destroy them, but they intermarried and became worse. No, Paul, you should have seen that coming. Of course they're going to intermarry. They're both from good families. It's the perfect match. Now there's some hybrid weird creature bee mosquito things. Now they've got a sting on the front and a sting on the back. Now one makes you itchy. One makes you ouchy. That's not what you want. Now you want the monkey and the dog. Because then it's adorable. It can use tools and wag its tail. And then you can feed it biscuits. Dog monkey. Anyway, the bee-skeetos, which is what I'm calling them, because it's the only thing that makes sense. The bee-skeetos, their craving for sweets caused them to swarm a fleet of ships, bringing sugar to Paul's camp. They ate so much that they couldn't fly, and then they drowned. Paul saved two of the mosquitoes, though, but not for out of mercy. He used them to drill holes in maple trees, which is what I would have done. Oh, now he's getting smart. Now he's not ruining the future. Chapter 13. When Paul was short of help, he trained some enormous ants to do all kinds of logging work. No, Paul! You keep bringing in more bugs and they keep turning on you and ruining the entire ecosystem. No, they're going to kill you. Although luckily, these were domesticated enormous ants and they weighed over 2,000 pounds and ate nothing but the best imported Swedish snuff. I don't even know what Swedish snuff is. It sounds like a porn industry thing. In fact, I'm going to go online to eBay right now and order some because that sounds awesome. The ants did the work of 50 ordinary men, which is great for Paul because he didn't have to pay them. In the winter, Paul had them fitted with warm mackinaws to keep them from hibernating. He said, "No, screw you. You're not going to hibernate. You're going to keep working." Oh, even men, ants, bugs, it doesn't matter. He's going to work you to the bone, even though ants don't have bones. But he still wants to work me to the bone. That's how cruel of a taskmaster he is. Chapter 14, Lucy the Purple Cow. It sounds like a Beatles song. In fact, I'm pretty sure it's on the Purple album. Lucy the Purple Cow was a champion producer and furnished Paul's dairy products. She was contented so long as the grass was green. So in the winter, Paul fitted her with green glasses to make the snow look like grass. Look at them. He's tricking cows now. Oh, why would you do that? They're just trying to produce you. Look at him. He's cheating. He's swindling them. Oh, why do people like Paul Bunyan? He's a terrible person. Paul Bunyan, the giant lumberjack. More like Paul Bunyan, the giant jackass. Oh, that was clever. See, proper pun. The year of the winters, it got so cold. Her milk turned to ice cream before it hit the pail. That was the winter that Paul invented the double-deck ice cream cone. That's right, he used the pail as a cone. It was terrible. People kept biting into their cones, and there would be a metal pail, and people would break their teeth on it. There were lawsuits all over the countryside. It broke Paul Bunyan. He didn't have any money after this, but it serves him right, the bastard. Chapter Pie. Old the Blacksmith was the only man who could shoot Babe the Blue Ox, which Paul Bunyan already killed, but he didn't tell anybody, even though it's pretty obvious because he used it as a pipe. You think people have been suspicious, but no, they're not very smart. But every time that Old the Blacksmith made shoes for Babes, they had opened a new iron mine. One time he carried a pair of Babe's shoes, and their weight made him sink knee-deep into the hard earth with every step. In his spare time, Old punched the holes in the donuts for the cook. That doesn't have anything to do with anything! Why is that in the story? Oh, I want to hear more about the step thing. Why would he even say that? It's not even interesting. We never even mentioned donuts before. So why does the story mention donuts now? Oh! Chapter 3.15. Sordo Sam, the cook. Sordo Sam, the cook. Oh, I don't like this name. It makes me feel weird. It makes my tummy feel funny. Sordo Sam the cook fed Paul's logging crews. He's made everything except coffee from Sordo. He lost one leg and one arm when a Sordo barrel blew up. Oh, wait, no, that word is sourdough. No, okay, now it makes sense. Wait, how can sourdough blow up? It wouldn't make an explosion. It would just bring sourdough all over the place. No, you fool! Why were you putting explosives in your sourdough? That's why no one liked your sourdough. They really had explosives in them. I'm not even going to read the rest of the chapter on this one. It has no bearing on the rest of the story. This makes no sense. It's useless. Like explosives in sourdough. Why would you do that? Chapter 100. The pancake griddle. Paul's axemen ate so many flapjacks they couldn't supply the demand. Old the blacksmith made a griddle so large you couldn't see across it when the smoke was thick. Sourdough Sam had 50 men with pork rinds tied to their feet skating around the griddle to grease it, which doesn't sound like a good idea at all. Now what if you fall in it? You're going to burn your face. But the batter was mixed in large barrels when it took a strong cook just to turn the flapjacks, let alone get them to the table. It sounds like way too much work. Just go to IHOP. It's much less dangerous. Chapter 101 Dalmatians. Spot, the reversible dog. Oh, now this one sounds interesting. Spot, the reversible dog, was the camp pet. He's a pet. A camp pet. This doesn't make any sense. I'll start over. Spot, the reversible dog, was the camp pet in The Best Hunter. One of the axemen accidentally cut Spot in two with an axe. No, what? How can you accidentally cut something up in two with an axe? You can accidentally shoot someone in the face, like the vice president. How do you axe someone to death on accident, though? But then, the axeman, in his haste to mend the dog, he had him sewed up before he realized it was wrong. Why, no, he sewed them back together, but he flipped them around the wrong side. How do you get that wrong? Top side is butt, bottom side is penis. Now, how can you get the two mixed up? I've never seen anyone mix up a dog's ass with a dog's penis. It's just not something that happens. But apparently this didn't bother Sport at all. No. Now he could lick himself so much easier. Unfortunately, he also couldn't go anywhere because he only had 2 legs at the time he could use. He had to claw everywhere he went. It was really sad, but really adorable. You want to help, but you want to watch him because he was so adorable. It was a conundrum. And that's the end of the story. There's nothing more. That's it. It ended on the weirdest note possible. With the penis up dog. No, that's not how you end the story. You need to have a moral. What's the moral of this one? Don't cut the dog in half. Oh, of course. Everyone already knows that. It's common knowledge. They teach it in Austrian preschool. Anyway, this was a terrible story. I wish I hadn't picked it at all. Paul Bunyan was a horrible man. You should never even meet him. Wait, oh, what is that? What's that portal shit, portal-like thing right there?
Oh, that sound is terrible. The music's been playing ever since I got in that portal.
Who are you?
Who plays drums? Who are you?
Who are you? Wait, you look like me in the mirror.
Yeah, wait, raise your right hand.
No,
we both did it.
Wait, I thought this was my left. I screwed up.
You're an idiot.
No, you're calling yourself an idiot then.
Because you are me.
No, I'm you.
Yeah, that's what I said. You're me.
No, you said you're me, but I'm you.
But I'm not you, you're me.
No, I'm me, not...
Nah!
Why are you here?
I am me from the future.
Why?
Because something terrible's happened.
Oh, what is it?
It's terrible.
Yeah, more of an explanation.
Don't you know what happened? You're me.
No, I'm not there yet. I'm not you. You and me, past.
Oh, that's right. I forgot the time travel thing. It's all this backwards and forwards thing. I've been so many places,
so much
I don't remember.
Awkward pause.
Anyways, I'm here to get you to help me.
Wait, but I have the same abilities as you. Why don't you help you? I don't know.
What do you mean?
Oh, what do you mean, what? You mean?
I'm here because I need your help.
Oh, well, what can I help you with? Shopping?
I need a box of donuts.
I can't help you with that. I don't like donuts.
No, you don't like donuts, but you do.
No, I don't like donuts.
You get a taste for them. Try the cream ones.
All right.
Anyways, I need your help.
Well, as long as it's not to do with shopping.
No shopping involved. We are the only ones alive in the future.
Oh, you mean you're the only one alive in the future?
Well, you are me, so I'm you, and you are me, and we're both the same person. So yes, me and you are equal us.
Okay.
Anyways, so we are the only people alive in the future, because I decided to tell a story.
I was telling a story in the future.
I thought I would tell the sound of thunder. Then you know that story?
I know that story. No, I don't know that
not
story.
At all. You'll know it.
No.
In the future, you'll know it. So I decided to tell a sound of thunder by going back in time.
Oh, spoilers. I want to read the story on my own.
You will.
Oh, okay.
Because you're going to be doing it. But I thought I'd make it more interesting and like more authentic if I went back in time to tell the story. So I went back to the prehistoric day, back when the dinosaurs and the cave people and all those people were wandering around.
But why would you go back in time? It's a podcast. No one can see it.
Details. The point is, I went back in time, and when I went and finished my story, I went back to my present, and everything was changed!
Oh, what was changed? The people have changed on their heads?
No! The mosquitoes have taken over and killed everyone!
No, not the mosquitoes!
Yeah, the mosquitoes!
No, not the same!
Yes, the very same!
The same mosquitoes that I know!
Yes!
Which are mosquitoes!
Which would be the same that I know!
Yeah, exactly! Well, what do we do about this?
So, what I need you to do is I need you to go back in time with me back then in the past to help me tell the story because I believe I might have messed it up.
Okay, well, let's go.
No, I can't. You can. Only you.
Wait, why can't you go?
I'm very vain. I don't like looking at myself.
No, but you're looking at me like now.
No, you're past me, not the same me. The same me meets the same me. A parallax will happen and the whole world will kabloom.
What is a parallax?
I don't know. I read it in a book.
Oh, spoilers again!
I know!
Okay, well, how do I get back?
Okay, I'm going to open up a portal, and you hop in the portal, and you fly back in time, and you come out, and you go, hey, I'm here to help you, and you help me!
But I can't fly!
Hold on!
What do I do? No!
Are you getting wings? I don't know what's going on!
I'm going to open up a portal! There it is!
No, you just turned on the lamp.
Crap! Hold on. Oh, wait. It's 3 claps.
No, it's
there's
a portal
in the future.
Oh, the lamp's back off. Can you turn it back on? I can't see very well. That is much better.
But we turn this one over here off too. Hold on. Okay. Okay.
I didn't like that one. It's green.
Okay, we have two lights and a portal. Okay.
I think we're good.
We're good. Okay. Go. Hurry. Get into the portal before time's out.
Oh, crap. I missed. Hold on. Let me try it again.
How did you miss it? It's a giant purple ball.
I don't know. Well, technically, you missed it too. Because you're me.
That's true. I did, didn't I?
I'll fight.
Okay, go. Goodbye. All right. He went through the portal. Now it's time for me to get home. What's happening? Why is it not opening? Oh crap! I forgot! The other me went through my portal, and the portal could only accept one owner. So when he went through, it thought I was him, and he was me. So now it won't open for me anymore. Oh crap! No! Oh. Well, now what do I do? Wait! Anybody out there who's ever listening, please, if you can, send the portal back to me. And
wasn't
wait, why are you talking over me? No, I'm still here.
Episode?
No.
I thought so too. Join us next time for another very exciting and happy story on Famous Person Story Time.
Bye-bye. What do I do?
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
For more information about this and other programming, visit our official website at www.ghostat.net.